T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Christopher, let's go. There's a little bit of coaching news that some of you might find interesting, especially those of you who root for the Green Bay Packers. It looks like Adam Gase is going to be the new head coach of the Jets. And Mike McCarthy was out there like, I'm not taking any job unless it's the Jets' job. And he's not going to get that job now, which I'm not surprised about at all. I am Lawrence Holmes, here with you until Bulls basketball, which will be at 8:45. The Bulls are going to take on the Trailblazers. Now, the great thing about when the Bears season ends, sad face tear emoji, is that we usually get an opportunity to bring in guests in the house, and they get to hang out with us, and they're nice, and they're very generous with their time. One of our frequent guests on this show, although it has been infrequent lately, I mean, what can you say? Wait, I'm going to move that monitor because I can't even see you.
I know, this is a very big and fancy monitor.
Like, just slide it all the way over here. Don't knock over your coffee.
Oh, no, that's what I do here at 670 The Score. Do you remember the time I met Mitch, your boss, for the first time, and I proceeded to, like, knock over a latte on your, like, radio console?
I do remember that.
That is my life in a nutshell. I'm like, hi, potential boss I've never met. Let me break your equipment.
Well, the voice you hear is the voice of Layla Rahimi.
Hi.
She works for NBC Sports Chicago and does a great job doing it, and she visits us once a month, hence the name, The Monthly Visitor.
Which I gave the name to nobody else. I made my own joke.
I actually really like the joke, but I do like to make sure that people know that you're the one who came up with it so that they don't think that I did that, because I didn't do that.
And the joke was geared toward the ladies who, by my unscientific poll, have all laughed at it. So
That is key. I need that help. So Layla's here with me, and she's going to hang out. And you have requested a Ask Herb segment?
Yes.
Is that correct?
I am so excited about this because I always ask Herb things, and I'm tired of him not being on the air, and it's probably my favorite segment. And let's face it, Herb is legit. We need more Herb on these radio airwaves.
Okay, so that's what we'll do at 7:30. We will do Ask Herb with Layla.
Yay. Or is it like featuring me? Like, do I get to chime
in on
advice?
Which would you prefer? If this were a record, would you want to be with or featuring?
I mean, listen, if this is the Puff Daddy era of like the late 90s, you want to be featured.
Okay, so this is Ask Herb featuring Layla Rahimi.
Right?
That's what we'll do.
Okay, so I get to chime in on advice, potentially.
Yeah, people can actually ask you questions as well. Like, we'll do, like, a whole thing at 7:30.
And if you follow me on Twitter, you should know that I've already set one of the topics for Ask Herb.
I did not look on your Twitter, but I am all
link.
For it.
I totally prepared. I was a prepared guest. I did my homework and everything.
And if you follow Layla on Twitter, you'll know that she claps back.
I do.
Hard.
I do. And I mean, when it's worth my time.
Yeah, that's true.
When it's worth my time.
Because
if you're like a basic troll and you think you're funny, I'm not really feeling it. I lived in Philly, for God's sake. Come at me.
Well, let's talk about Philadelphia because it is in the news quite a bit in connection with Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember if I saw it. Was that earlier in the week when I saw you? Did I see you game day?
Probably not.
Okay, so where were you watching the game?
I was at a birthday party at Bottle Blonde.
That's right. That's I saw you on
who
the gram.
Has its
That's,
license.
Yeah. So watching the game and watching how the game ended, walk me through your experience.
Well, first of all, let's flash back to the 60-yard drive that passed the two-minute warning, where they had excellent chances at the goal line. And I said on fourth and goal from the two to myself, self, this is probably the game. Because momentum was clearly in favor of Philly at that point. And then Golden Tate, who they traded only a third-round draft pick for, makes the play, right? Catches it, end zone.
Bear done. Killer, Golden Tate.
And a huge steal. Huge steal. Great trade for the Eagles. So then it's the Bears' job to drive down the field, and they're making plays and converting and moving the chains. And you remember the spike play that almost didn't happen. There was like 2 seconds left before they entered Eagles' territory. So it was stressful. And then everyone prophetically realizes what this is going to come down to.
Yeah. So in Bottle Blonde, where you were.
Yes.
Were the nerves audible? Because this is what I think is one of the most interesting thing about the game when I rewatched it. Because I'm watching in the studio, and you know how it is. Like, we're getting ready to go on. So I'm on the set. So it's not like we're really hearing audio. When I went back and listened to the audio of the game, and if you have it on DVR, please go back and do this.
Okay.
The moment that Parkey walks onto the field, there is an audible gasp from the Soldier Field crowd. There is a like, oh no, like it's that sound. And I rewound it a couple times. I was like, did I just hear that? Like, Bears fans were nervous, and they were audibly nervous when he walked onto the field.
There was a collective murmur where I was, because people seem to realize what exactly it was coming down to. Definitely.
Okay, so the kick gets blocked, and it goes a little bit wide left. It double doinks. What's the reaction where you were?
I don't know that there was any oxygen left in the bar. Everybody just exhaled at the same time. It went silent. And I've never heard that play silent. You know how it is. It's sort of like nothing.
What's it like?
Like, what? What'd you say? Were you like, what? What? Oh, my God. Like, I totally like that place, too. No, nothing. None of that. No. Silent. And nobody could believe what they had seen. Nobody. Is this a story that isn't echoed in every place in Chicago?
I'm just taking inventory on everyone's stories about
this. It's all
this.
The same. They're all the same.
You're right. They pretty much are the same, except for the guys I was with, because Lance threw his phone.
Oh, I saw that. Well,
dude.
Lance ran out of the building.
Well, Lance had said, and if you go back through, I should actually repost it for the people that missed it. But apparently not a lot of people missed it, because I think that video has been viewed like 38,000 times.
Oh, yes.
So Lance has said the week before that if it came down to a Parkey kick, that he was going to be on a knee looking for someone's hand to hold. So,
like, what? Someone. No, you really mean Alex.
You mean Alex or Matt.
Pretty much.
Fine.
Cool.
So then Parkey goes out there and Lance gets on a knee. Without having to be reminded of what he had said the week before. So I know he really meant it. Him and Alex are down there on a knee, just praying that this thing is going to go right. And their reaction, like, Alex was aware enough to get away from microphones and the camera.
Oh, yeah.
Lance was furious. And his fury showed in him throwing the phone, yelling, looking at me like, what the just happened? And Forte had said it. Like, sitting there, he's like, this is not going to end well.
Matt Forte is the one who's calm, the chill Matt Forte. Like,
As soon as I turn my phone to him, he's like, I told you that this was going to happen. So it's been a rough couple days for the city, Layla. It really has.
Do you know what really didn't get enough play in meme/gif/still frame land?
What?
The cutaway to Nagy immediately after.
Oh, you're right.
His face said everything. And I made sure that we aired it a ton on our shows, or at least the ones that I was on, because that to me was everyone's reaction. And you know what? I don't like I know everybody's going to be mad about Cody Parkey, especially when he was the guy to replace Robbie Gould, and I get that. But that game should have never come down to that. Period.
I think that they're...
Period. With that defense, there's no way that game should have come down to that. That game shouldn't have come down to that drive. We all forget about the penalty on Adrian Amos that extended a drive that had no business being extended.
And put him in goal-to-goal territory.
What about the fact that Khalil Mack and Lance Johnson, that was a matchup that we were... Or Lane Johnson, that's a matchup that we'd been talking about all week. And Lane Johnson played inspired. You're talking about Mack and Akeem Hicks who combined for 20 sacks. 20, and neither one of them had a sack in that game. Don't tell me that this just came down to Cody Parkey. Do not tell me that.
It did not. You're right about that. Although I will say the Bears defense gave up 16 points. You should probably win.
It should be enough. The benchmark is 17, correct?
Yes.
If you're a defense, you want to go less than 17. But you know what? Guess what other like playoff game the Bears had? Against an elite team, and they didn't score 17.
Preach on it.
And it was the Rams, who are still alive because they earned a bye.
Yep.
So don't give me that either.
Texter says the 10 men on the field. Well, there's the 12 men on the field penalty, and then the 10 men for the touchdown.
Both of those.
I felt so bad for Adrian Amos on that play. I've gone back and watched that play several times now. And
who made a Matt Nagy face hoodie on the text line? Texter's going good today.
67011 if you want to text. Amos is out there looking around, and he's counting, and he's like, something's wrong. And he's looking around, and he's like, there's supposed to be someone who goes with that guy who goes in motion. And no one goes in motion. So he comes down from single high and then gets beat. Because I don't think he was supposed to be there. I think it was supposed to be Sherrick McManus who was supposed to be out there because both safeties were out there. Your linebackers are out there. And it just, the whole thing was like, oh, there were moments that the Bears had gotten away with all throughout the season.
Correct.
And they didn't get away with them in this game. It ended up being that close where it's the ball barely hitting a fingertip off a guy who was only 3 inches off the ground, by the way. And because Patrick Manley sent me that still, I'll show you during the break because it's amazing how little air that guy got to block the kick.
Which is why I argue, and this is me getting physics geeky here, but I don't know that it was enough to affect the trajectory because it sure didn't look like it did. Now texters are all griping about Cody Parkey against the defending world champions. This team was in a position to win. Parkey lost it. End of story. It wasn't Cody Parkey versus the Philadelphia Eagles.
It wasn't?
The game is not won or lost on one play, y'all. Should know that. Football 101. Come on.
But it did hurt.
Of course it did. And what's the spread in most NFL games? 3? Gee, I wonder why. And you know what the great Bill Cowher said? Your strengths get you into your playoffs, and the weaknesses get you out of them.
That's true. And that I will say, though, that was something that people were worried about for a really long time. The way that the offense played in the first half was not great.
Pat O'Donnell's 36-yard punt, which you pointed out on Twitter when you watched the game a second time.
I did. There's a whole thread of me watching the game for a second time with my thoughts in it. If you follow me at Lawrence W. Holmes, you can go back and find it. It's pretty easy. But I went through like the whole thing of the game. And it's different for me because when I'm watching the game with those guys, like I'm taking notes from what, you know, Alex and Lance and Matt are saying. And we had Wani in there too. So I had all this like information that was being thrown my way while the game was going on. So for me to do my own analysis, I enjoyed like just sitting in the kitchen, like watching it over again. And there was some cool stuff. Like I thought Leonard Floyd played great. Like he was so good in the game. And I thought Mitch balled out in the fourth quarter. He made some grown man throws in the fourth quarter of that game.
And text line just talks about he did. He really did. And text line just throws in the fact that they did leave 2 points on the board. I put together a what else went wrong for the Bears piece
okay.
for NBC Sports Chicago for the app. Download the My Teams app, people. You'll like it.
Teams. The app for
but
Bears.
It's not like me. It was just like something I produced. But it talks about all the different things that went wrong besides that field goal. And there were quite a few. They left 2 points, you know, the 2 point conversion where they left 2 points on the board, obviously.
Yeah, but for me,
the 10 men on the field, the 12 men on the field, the roughing the passer penalty.
And
the Eagles driving 60 yards when they absolutely needed to.
If you're up 5, you go for 2. I'm not sure why everyone was saying go for 1. I don't know. I
because it was early. It was the timing.
But it was. But you're up five. Like you're okay. It's whatever. But by the way, that's Layla Rahimi. Because someone texted like, "Who is that?" It's Layla Rahimi. How do you not know who she is? Like she's the monthly visitor.
I don't. I'm not around a lot.
You're around here though.
Okay. It was Cody Parkey and some dudes who replaced Robbie Gould. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Regular. Yeah. Regular.
Cairo Santos and Ricardo Aguayo.
Yeah, I mean, like they all had like a half a game or something combined.
And they're and Robbie's made 82 of 85 kicks since he left here. He was in the house, by the way. He was at Soldier Field Sunday.
Oh, geez.
I'm not kidding.
Get that guy out of the house unless he's signed. That's some mojo.
He's out there, and he has said when the Bears played the Niners that he was going to go to the playoff game. And he was there with his kids that he can feed because of the contract.
I love that everybody wants to blame one dude, and I get that. We do it in every other sport, whether or not it's the truth. But a game is not won or lost on one play, and you know why? Because we don't talk about these plays when a team loses. Or, I mean, when a team wins.
Well, sports radio, we do.
We don't talk about the failed plays when a team wins like we talk about the failed plays when a team loses. We just don't.
I agree with that. We do talk about it here, though.
We don't talk, right, we do, but we don't talk about the missed interceptions and stuff or like the two-point conversion that doesn't work when you win. We just don't as much. We cover up things because of feelings.
Felix, I love how you gave a little neck roll there, too, when you said feelings.
Because if people understood their feelings a little bit more, all of us, we wouldn't be so mad at one dude. We'd be mad at a lot of people.
Boy, let me tell you something. Layla is not here for the play today.
No, I am frustrated. But it was house money. They weren't supposed to be in the playoffs yet. This is all house money. We're griping about a winnable game. This is awesome. These are great problems to have.
Can I ask you about another Chicago-Philly connection? Because we got Ask Herb coming up at 7:30. I don't want to take away from that.
Gonna be exciting.
I didn't know you were going to sing today. But
I didn't know
wonderful.
That was going to. Every now and then I'll sing talk. I feel like there was a void when Oprah left Chicago of sing talking. Hey, I've lost Lawrence. I successfully have taken over the show. Layla Rahimi here.
You broke the Lawrence.
If you know the number to the station, feel free.
So the other Philadelphia-Chicago connection, Manny Machado. Is Manny Machado going to be a White Sox?
I think there's a really good chance. And I'm not just saying that for like happy reasons. I'm saying there's a legitimate really good chance. Manny Machado was talked about long before Manny Machado became a free agent. Long before Manny Machado became a Dodger. This was something that was discussed. Legitimately discussed.
Is Philly the front runner or are the White Sox the front
runner? Okay, see, here's what I don't get about. Okay, first of all, Philly thought that they were going to trade up like 85 picks to get Marcus Mariota when Chip Kelly was there. This is how Philly is. They think they can get everything. Like Joel Embiid suddenly gets healthy for a minute and they're like, oh, we're winning the finals. Cool. No, you're not. You might not even get into the playoffs. You're in the Eastern Conference.
And now let's bring in the snake. Let's bring in Jimmy Buckets that's going to make everything worse. Sorry.
Oh, dude. But
Bulls fans were warned about Jimmy Butler on this very radio station.
Here's the difference between Bull Jimmy Butler, Minnesota Jimmy Butler, and Philly Jimmy Butler.
There's really no difference.
There is, because here's why. If you're, one of your head coaches is a jerk, the chances are it might still be him. If two of your head coaches are jerks, and then three of your head coaches are jerks, maybe you're the jerk.
It might be you, dog. It might be you.
And again, I go back to quantify your feelings. Say they might affect you in this situation. Maybe it's not just all on the court. Maybe you have another issue. Jimmy, I digress.
I love where your head's at right now because that's what I'm talking about. People try to tell you about Jimmy. And Jimmy's new in town. And he comes in and he wrecks your locker room. Good luck with that, 76ers.
Trash. So I think Philly is doing all the right things to show their fans because they do have a wicked good TV rights deal that they are trying to do the right things to get the right players there. But everybody forgets who is a free agent in 2 years.
The I forgot.
Favored son of South Jersey.
Mike Trout.
Boom. Save your money. Get that guy. Fill Citizens Bank Park every night with a sellout for the next 10 years. Done. If you're Philly.
Layla has just solved all your problems, Philadelphia. She has not solved
and
all of Chicago's.
And think about the war potential if Manny Machado suddenly comes to the White Sox infield and all those failed double plays that they couldn't turn last year are suddenly turned.
Well, there's part of me that wonders, though, if playing him at shortstop is the best way to use him.
Well, it is if you want to move Tim Anderson.
I don't know if I want to move Tim Anderson. I want to move Manny to the position where I think he can win gold gloves, which is at third base. I don't think that he wins gold gloves at shortstop anymore. I think
in the American League, in that division?
I think that he might be better at third, but we can argue that at some other point. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk more with Layla about stuff. And then at 7:30, we're doing Ask Herb.
Ask Herb.
Wait, I need that clean. I need you to do that again, and I'm going to shut up because I need that clean.
Only on one condition. You get rid of all other previous drops that incriminate me that are doctored.
Okay.
Or not doctored.
That's fair.
All right. In 3, 2, and 1. Ask Herb.
That is coming up at 7:30. If you want to call in and get your question ready for Layla and Herb, because Ask Herb featuring Layla Rahimi, it's a bad boy joint. Take that, take that. We are going to take your phone calls. 312-644-6767 is the number. Lawrence Holmes, Layla Rahimi, we're hanging out here with you until 8 on The Score.
Don't throw nothing at me.
All right, I see a few questions for Ask Herb starting to trickle in via Twitter. If you would like to follow Layla Rahimi on Twitter, you can follow Layla Rahimi.
That's right. Not to be confused with Leah Remini. I was not on Saved by the Bell. I know nothing about Scientology. And if you're joking on Twitter, I'm not going to retweet you. But when people aren't joking, I usually do.
Okay. So see, there you go. So a couple of questions that come up for Ask Herb. We'll do that momentarily. There are a couple of people who would like to have speaks with you. So let's do that. Northside and Lewis. Hey, Lewis, you're on The Score with Layla Rahimi.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Love your show, Lawrence, Layla. Well, I got to agree with Layla here. You know, I hear all the sentiments of this show, and there's one thing a lot of guys don't talk about. I don't blame Parkey, like Layla said. We shouldn't have got to that. Here we talk about Coach Nagy having this 800 plays, this big playbook. But my thing is that when you're facing the mirror, which is, what is it, Coach Peterson from the Philadelphia Eagles, you guys are both under the same tree of Andy Reid. If Coach Nagy calls a play, the other guy's going to know what formation they're lining up. So I'm thinking it's kind of hard. He was too conservative, put it that way. That's why I don't blame Parkey, because we shouldn't have been there in the first place.
I appreciate the phone call, Lewis. I that has been something that has been discussed quite a bit, how conservative Matt Nagy was, especially in the first half of the game. I thought he was – in the second half, I thought they opened it up, and you saw the offense actually flourish a little bit in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter. Yeah, obviously there were other parts of it. It's not like those, I will say, in defense of sports radio and the show that I do, it's not like these things haven't been discussed as well. Just because Parkey was the focus, because it was the end of the game and there was a chance to save everyone from the mistakes that had happened the previous 59 minutes and 50 seconds, doesn't mean that those things were not discussed. They have been discussed thoroughly.
Lewis, though, brings up a really good point that I have been wondering about now for the past several days and even before the game, because I thought to myself, self, do we think that Matt Nagy is going to break out all of the plays that he normally does because he knows that Peterson knows and Peterson knows that Nagy knows and the Nagy knows that Peterson knows.
So what do
so
you
then
do?
You've got the known known, not the known unknown. But then you know what they could have done more of? Run the football. Not that I'm mad.
224 Texter says, don't you wish you were on Saved by the Bell?
Well, yeah, that's the only role I would claim if I were Leah Remini. I mean, come on, that summer camp was legit.
Well,
Malibu
I mean,
Sands?
I mean, King of Queens, She made millions.
Who needs millions? We didn't take these jobs to make millions.
Out to Rich and Joliet. Yes, Rich?
Hey, good afternoon. Good evening. Thanks for taking my call. Again, you know, I'm the same vein that the last gentleman was talking about. Kudos to Layla, because she's the only sports personality, and I've listened to all the shows, that took the blame off Parkey because of the fact, if you really think about it, Parkey, because of the inept Bears offense, Parkey scored 9 points. The Bears, with 380-plus yards plus two turnovers, they score 6 points.
So you want you want to talk about the quarterback?
That's exactly what I disliked getting Trubisky from day one. He can go from the 20 to
yeah!
20.
Yeah, there it is.
And
Let's go.
He cannot get that team in the end zone. And to be honest with you, if it wasn't for the defense, the Bears would probably not have made the playoffs.
Yeah, they wouldn't even made the playoffs. Let's get rid of Trubisky. Let's go. That's what I'm talking about.
I will say this, and I think I don't discredit what Rich is saying at all. Listen, Trubisky's improved. He has. But at the same time, Trubisky was drafted in the same draft as Patrick Mahomes.
The NFL MVP, Patrick Mahomes.
And Deshaun Watson.
Who wasn't very good on Saturday.
And neither of those teams traded up to get those respective quarterbacks. And here's the other thing, if we go back to Doug Peterson. If he knows Matt Nagy's offense so well, and you and I have watched it a little bit this year, what do we know about Trubisky? Take away the middle of the field. Make him throw into the double coverage that he thinks he can throw into, correct?
Correct.
Make sure that he's only throwing into the middle of the field or where he can't quite have the field vision and read progression that he would normally have, which again can be solved by what exactly? Run the football.
All
Tariq
right.
Cohen
that is
got
enough,
four touches.
That is enough analysis. We didn't bring you here for your X and O's
I'm sorry.
Expertise,
I just,
Layla.
I haven't gotten to gripe about this as much.
No one wants to hear you expertly break down football in baseball and sports.
Well, we all know I can't be an expert because I didn't play the game.
No one wants to hear you go through chapter and verse of what went wrong. We came here for the fun. Christopher, hit it!
Baby.
It's time to ask Herb.
You ever a Herbie Lawrence sighting at all today?
I did see him today.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was down a couple booths.
Where you can seek advice from the Score's very own Herb Lawrence.
Usually when I'm having sex lately, I have to close my eyes and I think of other women. What is wrong with that? Is that good or is that bad? Or what am I doing?
I have no problem with that at all. It's not a natural thing to get married.
Herb Lawrence.
You best not wear a Cubs hat at a Hawks game.
670 The Score's personal life coach.
No grown man should wear a t-shirt jersey.
Everyone needs a life coach.
I enjoy any time I get on the air and to give unabashed advice to these people. Let's go.
Herb Lawrence, a.k.a. The Realness.
I call big girls Avis. They try harder.
No topic is off limits.
Never had sex with a dude. Still think that's bad for me.
Ask her.
Sunday's my day. I want to sit there. I want to watch the Bears. This is big. Help me.
On Saturday, this is me and you, baby. Saturday, me and you's day. Sunday, that's on me.
Ask her.
Baby.
Only during the People's Hour with Lawrence Holmes on 670 The Score.
Let's go.
That's right. It is time for Ask Herb. That's right. If you have a question that you would like to throw Herb Lawrence's way, featuring Layla Rahimi, it's a bad boy joint. Take that. We ain't never going to stop. I thought so. We ain't going to stop. Anyway, so if you want to ask a question, you can call us at 312-644-6767. You can also text the show your question at 67011. You can also hit me up on Twitter with an Ask Herb question. Layla, since you asked for Ask Herb, you get to start the festivities with our questions for Herb Lawrence. By the way, hello, Herbie.
Hello. Thank you for having me on again, Lawrence.
It's
hello,
appreciate
Layla.
We haven't done this
hey,
in a while.
Herb.
Thank
hey.
Layla, because she's the one who brought the segment out of mothballs.
So here's what happened. I asked for Ask Herb.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember. Yeah, you're people like this segment for some reason. I don't know why.
We've gotten a fire question on Twitter that I think wins Ask Herb.
Okay.
But before that, I would like to set it up with something that I teased on Twitter. It is ripped from the headlines, like your favorite Law & Order episode.
Yes.
From ABC7, Chicago.com, and the Associated Press, a woman sent 159,000 texts to a man after a first date, threatened to make sushi out of his kidneys, police say. Dateline Phoenix. Ooh. I just got the video playing here, and I don't know how to take that off my phone. A Phoenix woman accused of stalking a man met on a dating site and sending him more than 65,000 text messages apparently sent more than twice that many. Jacqueline Aides sent a man more than 159,000 text messages, some of which were threatening, just some, over the course of nearly 10 months. According to police records, the Arizona Republic obtained during a public records request. The two went on one single date. One text read, "I'd make sushi out of your kidneys and chopsticks out of your hand bones." I can't read that without laughing. In April of 2010, AIDS was arrested for trespassing inside his home while he was out of the country.
Ugh, goodness.
Herb, how far does this set any woman back who goes on a date?
Not at all. I don't know what this dude and this lady did this first date for her to get sprung. That's amazing. Like, one date, and she's like, okay, this is my man's.
And why didn't she just block his number?
Or, I mean, he could have did something. Yeah.
Why didn't he block her number?
Exactly what I would have done.
Freudian like, slip out of my part. You won't listen to that.
Yeah,
not,
I don't.
Not that I've done that.
There's not one person I've ever dated where I've sent multiple texts after we're done dating. I don't understand why people think there's only one person for you. There couldn't have been anything this man did in that first date that she was like, that's the one. Let's keep with that one.
How about $200 steak dinner? Boom.
Still then.
I mean,
I don't care if this man was Don Juan in the bed. It don't matter.
Yeah, you guys are just talking about the date here.
Yeah.
So you say something else might have happened.
It don't matter if he was everything that she wanted. 12, 13 texts later, he's not answering back. Smooth. I got the point. I'm good. I'm out.
But if he does block her number, and I don't know that that stops her from showing up at the crib.
Have you seen this woman's mugshot, by the way?
No.
First of all, the thinner the eyebrows, the more likely there is a problem. And gentlemen, I'm just going to throw that out there for, you know, future reference for anyone.
Wait, run that back for me one more time.
I had a makeup artist, and I'm going to get bougie real quick. Okay. I had a makeup artist in Houston, the H, once tell me, the worse somebody's eyebrows are, the less they need to tell you about life.
Okay.
And this woman's eyebrows, crazy.
Nice and thick? Or no. This one's nice and thin?
No, these are like old school,
painted
like
on?
Crazy thin.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exhibit A, gentlemen. Exhibit A.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, these are things we need to know. This is why it's Ask Herb.
I mean, I don't like
featuring Layla Rahimi.
Superficial. Take that.
Ask Herb.
She's not the greatest, but still.
We don't know what the guy looked like. And why wasn't the block function enabled here?
I don't know how she got his address. Maybe because that first date, he took her back to the crib. You should suss these things out. You shouldn't be, you know, hooking up with people.
Don't let them know where you live.
Well, you shouldn't be hooking up with people that you don't know are crazy. Firstly, so
well, that eliminates a lot of people.
So, you know, go through the dating process, not just one date. She's putting her best representation out there that first date. So don't be knocking girls down the first date, especially at your crib. You could do it at hers because she don't know where you live. Now this girl's in your house when you ain't at home.
All right. Here's a question via Twitter for Ask Herb. Original Aunt Viv or new Aunt Viv?
That's it. That's the one. That's the winner.
Original Aunt Viv.
Because of the dance class?
Yes, because she killed those people who think she was old and couldn't dance.
Can I just tell you, having taken dance Super for 20 shade. Years, there's no way you can learn that combination that fast on TV. I watched that thing over and over and over
Did
again.
Did you try to get it?
When I was taking, like, legit 5 hours of dance a day, and I was actually pretty decent, and, like, won awards and stuff. And, like, I could not do that. I was like, how did she do that? This is before I understood how TV worked.
Janet Huber, right?
Yes. Who's still out there giving you what you need.
MFing Will every second.
25 years later, she is still angry. And I appreciate that about her.
I like original Aunt Viv. I mean, it made more sense that Hillary came from second Aunt Viv. But Carlton and what's the young one's name?
Nikki, little Nikki.
No, not the kid. Sorry, the girl.
I know who you're talking about.
Tatiana Ali's character.
Yes.
Whatever her name.
We only know her
Ashley.
As Tatiana
yeah.
Ali.
She probably came from original Aunt Viv. Just a complexion, you know, colorism.
Did you ever see the video of Uncle Phil walking on to the Family Matters
yes.
set? It's fantastic. You never seen that?
No, and you know what's so funny is all those sets are pretty much the same set.
I'll show you that during the commercial break, but it is a joy to see that happen because they did it during a take, like a live take, like he walked out there.
Have you... You know,
Reginald Vell Johnson.
Yeah, I think 3J or Little Richie said, oh, you think you're the Fresh Prince dad?
You know, he does look like the dad from Fresh Prince. And then James Avery walks out. It's great. It's just classic.
What's great to me now is that DJ Jazzy Jeff is wildly successful mm-hmm. as this DJ. And every time I see him, I just think like, psh, handshake, and also him getting thrown out of the house.
By Uncle Phil, yeah.
Can I just tell you that my two favorite rap albums of 2018 were Fonte. His album, I thought, was the best rap album of the year.
Great.
And DJ Jazzy Jeff, his album M3, which features, features Rhymefest.
Okay, Rhymefest.
Rhymefest is on all of it. And DJ Jazzy Jeff, that album is tremendous. So M3 by DJ Jazzy Jeff, and I forgot the name of the Fonte album, but...
No News is Good News.
No News is Good News. It's a grown-up version. My man Jay Illis said this. It's a grown man's, like, regular man's version of 444.
I need to get that then in my life, because you guys know me. I usually rep a little more Southern when it comes to my hip-hop taste.
Yeah.
You are very Houston and...
Oh, dude, Herb and I went to the infamous...
We got something for you later on.
No! I'm so excited.
Do we have it right now, Chris?
Is it Mike Jones?
Chris, do we got it right now? All right, here we go. See if we can play it.
Yes! Do you want me to roll it?
Go ahead.
Yeah, buddy. Rolling like a big shot. Chevy tuned up from a NASCAR hit stop. Fresh paint job. Fresh outside. And the trunk wide. Are the rims big? Do it ride good. Yes! Yes!
Duroe, right?
I love Ice Cream Paint Job by Duroe. I haven't heard that in years.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a reference that goes back here. Thank you. That was a hip-hop gift to me. So the Lunch Bunch, as we like to call it, which is our crew that went to baseball games all season. We tried to go once a month.
Yeah.
We were at the infamous David Bodie game at Wrigley.
Oh, when the Boat God won the Sunday night game?
Yes, but before that, Jason Hayward, with the greatest move of the season, in my opinion, walks up to Back Then by Mike Jones, and I lost it.
That song has come up in conversations with me and Afia. We've been doing the Back Then thing with Mike Jones. Like, did Mike Jones just die? Like I mean, he just was just gone all of a sudden. Did you take my advice and watch the documentary on Netflix?
I have not. It's still on my to-do
See?
List.
Come on, man.
I've had a lot of sports to watch.
That's
Somebody
true.
Asked me on Twitter what's in the thermos. I made my own cold brew coffee.
And then you brought it in here, and you also had an extra cup.
Correct. I was prepared, except for the headphones.
That's true. But, I mean, in our defense, we have it set up for regular headphones. You should have been able to use it, but it doesn't quite work.
Those are subpar anyway. I have radio headphones. I should have known better.
This one, let's see here. What other questions
There's
we might
one
have.
On the text line. Did you see the 815 one?
Well, there's a person that wants to ask you out on a date. There's one that we can't talk about because of, you know, stuff. Herb,
yes.
What do you think of Clemson players shouting out to the recruits during the trophy presentation on Monday?
I see no problem with the actual players doing that because they want other players to replenish their staff that's going to be leaving. I see no problem with them wanting another guy to be good on their team.
I laughed at the fact that Reese Davis had no idea what was happening.
I like that they actually went a little old school.
Yeah, that you don't get it either, Layla? Come on.
No, because I was watching like at a place. I was watching with a bunch of coworkers.
So basically the Clemson players did Suge Knight's speech from the 1995 Source Awards.
Yes.
And talked about how we have it?
I have it somewhere. I think it's a HL-Suge. Somewhere.
That's amazing.
And they basically were like, if you want to come to a school where the head coach isn't all up in the locker room.
Dancing.
Come to Death Valley.
My
instead
goodness.
Of come to Death Row.
That is brilliant.
Reese Davis was so lost. He had no idea what was happening. None. And I was laughing. Even as an Alabama fan, hashtag Roll Tide, hashtag oatmeal cream pies. I thought that was great. Like, what a great commercial for your college right there on national television.
That is brilliant. Except for the whole Suge thing. But other than that is brilliant.
Herbie, just go find it.
Okay.
We'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll play it. All right? Ask Herb featuring Layla Rahimi. I thought I told you that we won't stop. More with Layla and Herbie next here on The Score.
Ask Herb.
We're in the middle of ask Herb. Herb, Biggie or Tupac? From an 847 texter.
I liked Biggie better, more. I think people think that Tupac is the superior rapper, but I think Biggie's better.
I have some, what some people would consider problematic thoughts on this.
Okay.
I think that Notorious B.I.G. is a great rapper.
Yep.
I don't think Tupac was a great rapper. I think he was a great writer. Maybe the one of the best writers ever. And his books of poetry were great. As far as him emceeing, if you're choosing up sides in a rap battle, you go a long way before Tupac gets chosen. I'm just saying.
Layla?
I'm in the middle of an existential crisis right now. I think when it comes to writing, Tupac would haunt people.
Agreed.
And that's why, and at the time, writing was not considered such a big deal in hip-hop, I feel like. It was more about flow, and it was more about emceeing skills and ad-lib skills.
If I said, rap right now, like your life depends on it, and I needed to choose up a side of five rappers, Tupac's not on the list. He's not even in my top 10. Ooh. 15.
I just consider the artist as a 20. Whole, and that's why Jesus. Pac to me is way up there.
I agree. If you add everything, well, don't look at me, Christopher.
Oh, that's a little blasphemous, man. That's a little blasphemous.
No, that's because you guys got him out here like he's a martyr. That's why.
He was an artist killed in the height of his prime.
So you think because he died, he got a little bit more elevated than he was?
There's no doubt.
What artist didn't get more elevated after?
Got a lot more juice.
After the fact.
Dolores O'Riordan. Sorry, I just threw out somebody.
No, I get that.
Crapping on the Cranberries.
Yeah.
Don't let it linger.
Nicely played.
Thank you.
All right. Or let her be a zombie.
Mm. Slam dunk.
Zombie. I love that song.
We've gone sing along.
I will sing Cranberries all night with you.
Those are the only two songs.
In your head. Zombie. 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 All right. So
Ask Herbs has gone off the rails.
It really has gone off the rails.
Does.
So at the national championship game, this happened after Clemson beat the snot out of Alabama.
Any of the recruits out there, if you want to come to a program where you got to worry about your coach, I'll be in the locker room, the answer, come to Death Valley.
And so Reese Davis is standing there and has no idea what happened. Can I just tell you that for the record, I remember where I was. Like in 1995, I was watching the Source Awards. And I was watching as Snoop Dogg is on the stage, like going, wait a minute, like we're getting booed.
Y'all got no love for the West Coast.
Y'all don't love us. Y'all let it be known then. Then he got mad. We know where we at. Bleep, bleep, East Coast in the house. And then when they won, Suge Knight got on there and had some things to say about Sean Puffy Combs.
Any artist out there want to be an artist and want to stay a star, don't want to worry about the executive producer trying to be all in the video, all on the record, dancing, come to Death Row.
See? So that's where the Clemson players got it from, and I thought that was a great moment. Someone brought up Weezer, and let me just say this. As I told you earlier this week, Kirby, yes. I don't like Weezer's cover of Toto's Africa, and I don't like it because I feel like they're mocking Toto, and I don't like that. That's how Weezer gets down. You can shake your head all you want, Shane Reardon.
And also,
they're mocking Toto. Stop. That wasn't a tribute. That was them mocking. That was them winking at the audience and mocking them.
But
well, they could take their Buddy Holly ass and get up out of here.
Buddy Holly has one of the greatest guitar riffs of all time, and those lyrics are ridiculous. And I love Toto, but come on, man.
That song is great. How dare you?
Yeah.
What is blessing the rains? What does that even mean?
They had never been to Africa. Have you ever read the story about that? If you've ever read any stories about it, Toto had never been to Africa before they wrote Africa.
I love
it. But whenever they go to Africa and perform Africa, people go crazy.
Listen, I love the song now. I love it whenever I'm out and about and I hear it in a good DJ mix and it just shuts everything down.
It does. But Jazzy Jeff has a great mix, the Beyond Wonderland mix.
And played it with Z-Trip at South by Southwest.
And it's all good.
But I'm just saying, like, you have to have a sense of humor with that song.
Yeah, but Weezer. Anyway, a couple more questions here before we get Herbie out of here. This from Nathan. Herbie, when making hot chocolate, which is the acceptable way to heat your water or milk, stovetop or microwave?
If you have availability to a stove, you should use the stove at all times. I mean, I don't like to use the microwave unless it's the last resort. Like, while I'm here, if I'm at home and I need a microwavable popcorn, but otherwise, I have a stove available, I'm going to use the stove. The heat is more natural. I always think about, extra chemicals or how the hell this is warming up in the microwave. I don't want to put these extra things that are unnecessary in my body.
You know what? I've noticed that too. Like when I make tea, I'd much rather have it from the kettle than from the microwave.
Yeah.
I don't know if the water actually tastes different or I think it tastes different. So it tastes different.
No, it does because you're boiling the water, therefore eliminating the impurities. That's why a water department will tell you to boil the water if there's a problem.
Yeah. Here's the thing about Layla.
Smart.
One of the smartest people, like low-key genius level intellect.
I don't know about all that.
How'd you do on that Wonderlic test?
I mean, I did score the highest of anybody at NBC Sports Chicago.
Didn't you get like 30s or something like that?
I think if I had taken it like uninterrupted, I would have gotten higher than, I think I got a 38 or something. I don't know.
Like I said, low-key genius level intellect on Layla Rahimi. Do you have a final question? Because we're running out of time. Do you have a final question for Herbie? It can be your own question too, Layla. You don't have to go to the people.
Yeah, I mean, I asked mine because I researched. So I feel like I already submitted the one with the 159,000 text messages. However, there was a time where I was on this radio station and it was the, I think, original solo appearance. And there was a story that had come out about a guy going out on a date with a woman and he didn't think the date was that good and tried to like send her an invoice, I believe.
Yes.
Oh, for dinner?
Yes. And what? We wanted to talk about it and we never got to talk about it. So now I'm going to talk about
I think he sued her eventually.
Yeah. And I
for what?
For the date, for how much he paid for her.
Okay. So, but what was, I don't, what's he saying?
We're trying to go to the internet.
Like what? Well, while you guys are doing that, I can tell you this. The top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Don't miss Northwestern Basketball at the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Single game tickets are available for Penn State, Rutgers, Minnesota, and Ohio State. Buy now at NUSports.com.
Guy said he had the first date from hell. Now he's suing for his money back. $17.31.
You know what? Go away.
Travis County, Texas.
Yes, it was in Austin.
Your people.
And somebody I knew him, I think.
I figured that.
Yeah, it's a small town.
It cost $121 to file a small claims lawsuit.
Yeah, get out of here with that nonsense.
And I know I had heard word on the street was he was a noted DB, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Ah, that doesn't surprise me at all.
But what are your thoughts on this, Herb?
I just take a loss. Take an L. I don't know why these youngsters, I mean, he was 35, so he's like our age. So I don't understand why people nowadays just can't take their L's and go along. There's so many other people out there for you. And especially, this is another first date. Take rejection like it's supposed to be taken. Man, that was tough. I'm pissed that girl wasn't my girl, but still, let me go and look at somebody else.
Maybe because we live in Chicago, we tend to look at it a little bit differently, too, because, like, drinks cost $17 here.
Oh, yeah. Like, $17 is a drop in the bucket. I'm not making that much money. If I spent $17, I spend $17 a day used to on food, so yeah.
But are you going to sue?
No.
Yeah,
I'm not going to sue anybody.
You take
for
the
anything.
Loss and you move on with your life.
Such a whiny child approach.
I mean,
clearly a dude who
his name is
attention.
Out there, too. Like when people, you know, when you go out on a date with somebody, you Google that person just to make sure they're, you know, weren't in some picture or they're got a mugshot somewhere. His name, Brandon Vesmar, is going to be used for all girls in the future. Like, oh, this MF, $17, cheap. But he filed a lawsuit. How petty is that? $120 to file a lawsuit already.
Is it wrong that I don't Google people?
You should.
You probably
first.
Should start.
Oh, you should.
Especially
and is it because I
especially
have
considering
sympathy in this area,
and you should probably like
yeah I mean Yeah.
You should probably let us vet the guys.
People know who you are.
I hate to say it, but I'm usually, I can usually tell whether or not I'd like to spend more than 10 minutes with them.
Well,
and then you spend another 10 minutes, and then it's like, okay, maybe later an hour.
Final words, Layla, because we're done.
I mean, I think this has been a great, great hour.
I agree.
Now, I need to do more Ask Herb questions, I think, for the future.
I agree. We need to find a time when you can come in here and come in for 2 hours.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
All right.
I would have done it today, but I had Sports Talk Live.
Well,
suddenly.
Also, we're off the air at 8:45.
There's that.
So that's that. Layla, where can people find your work?
At Layla Rahimi on Twitter. Not to be confused with Leah Remini, the Scientologist, who was also on Saved by the Bell. NBC Sports Chicago. People know where that is.
My Teams app.
The My Teams app, yeah. And sometimes I'm not even on it. It's just stuff I've done, like the what else went wrong in the Bears game that you can be upset about piece.
I'm enjoying how nervous Christopher is right now because we're so late for a break. I love it.
Oh, my God. We're not even to the top of the hour yet. Let him get the legal ID in.
That's his point, though. We're supposed to have been broke by now. It's fine. Ask Herb when we're along. It's all good.
I went to school with a guy named Ben Broke.
I hate you. Talking Vic Fangio with our buddy Brandon Cristal next here on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.